Welcome to Cooler Heads with your host, Jed Hafer of Mission Peace. This is a show about finding the voice of reason in contentious times, trying to have more reasonable conversation with less venom and division. Now, here's Jed Hafer.
Greetings and hearty salutations. You've tuned in to Cooler Heads. My name is Jed Hafer here in the beautiful KPPF studios. Do they have a podcast too? Yeah, it's also a podcast. Of course. So thankful for you listening. We're going to talk today about corporate greed. We're going to talk about supporting local, supporting mom and pop. And this is the show, frankly, where I go off the conspiracy theory rails. We knew it was going to happen. DJ knew. He had, I don't know, what'd you have in the pool and the over-under? He had episode 12. So we're just a little over that. This is the one. And now it's time for the maybe not so reasonable take. My friends, in this week's Reasonable Take, I'm going to implore you, I'm going to beseech you, go local. For the sake of the economy, for the sake of the environment, for the sake of community, for the sake of ethics, buy from people you know, support the businesses of the people that you actually know, that you can meet, where there's accountability, where you know where your money is going, not exactly, but you have a good sense that it's probably not funding, the oppression of people in China, for instance. You guys know me. You know that I'm greatly against the concentration of power, and I'm becoming more and more concerned about the massive amounts of power owned by some of these huge corporations. Examples I'm going to give today are specifically around Amazon, Nike, Google.
God of an evil corporation.
Maybe a couple others when we get my guest in here, but I've always been a fan of local businesses. I've always been a fan of local sourcing power close to the people instead of concentrated high above and far removed from the people. And I've become more and more worried about the concentration of power. Let's just talk about Amazon for just a second. Do you know how much of the competition they have willfully and ruthlessly crushed? Do you know how many other businesses they've put out of business? Intentionally, again, ruthlessly, and with the help, in some cases, of political power that they've gained. How'd they gain all that political power? Money. And it gets worse, but for now, let me beseech the stop using Amazon. I know it's convenient. I know you're going to hear in our segment called The Polls people saying, oh, it's so convenient. I can get anything. I can get any cheap piece of crap.
It broke.
That's plastic that's made in China by a 12-year-old who was being beaten. I can get that. I told you, I warned you. I was going off the rails. This is the one. But you're supposed to be a peacemaker. I believe there will be more peace in the world when there is less abuse of power. And not only do some of these companies have a lot of power accumulated, they are abusing it. And I can give you a million examples. And some of these I'm going to cite, and I want you to go look for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Go look at sources you trust and fact check me, okay? I want you to. Even if we were just talking about companies with teams of accountants and lawyers who find loopholes and find ways for them to not pay taxes or their fair share of taxes. I don't even like that term, pay their fair share. But sometimes these companies have such power that they get away with paying no taxes. And obviously, if you're taking in billions and billions of dollars and paying no taxes, that's hurting everybody else because you're certainly using the services that those taxes are supposed to pay for. You're using roads, you're using law enforcement, you're using EMS, you're using water and all the different infrastructure things that we all use and we all pay for with our taxes. If you are a huge multinational, don't pay any taxes, in essence, you could make the case that you are harming everybody else. So even if we just were talking about teams of lawyers and accountants to get you out of having to follow the rules that everybody else has to follow. Or let's suppose you have massive dollars that you can use in lobby and that you lobby for rules that are more favorable to your company and companies like yours. Meanwhile, who has trouble meeting all these regulations, dancing around all these different rules, paying their taxes, paying for all the different services and all the different regulations that they have to meet? The small, the local, the mom and pop. So the more we create this structure, the more it favors the giant.
Just the facts, man.
It's like every year we're looking at rule changes like they do in professional sports. And we keep saying, well, let's take the Super Bowl champion and let's give them some extra players, some extra money. Well, where are we going to get that? Let's take it away from the poor teams, the teams who didn't do as well. And the playing field gets less and less level to a point where Amazon, who could stand up to them? Some of your favorite companies are next, ladies and gentlemen. You like Costco? It's not going to be around if Amazon has their way. They have a plan. You like FedEx or UPS or some other alternative for shipping things besides Amazon? Don't get used to those being around. Barnes & Noble, one of my favorite places in the world. Actual bookstore where you can go in and they have actual books and you can like turn the pages and smell the books. I love that. You like Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore? Don't get used to them if Amazon has their way. They are not out to just make money. They willfully, actively, and ruthlessly seek out ways to crush and take out their competition.
I was crushing men's skull like sparrow egg.
I'm going to put some links in the show notes or when I post this on my socials, and you can look for yourself specific examples of them really, really leveling some companies that truly weren't big enough to really compete. They just were greedy and they wanted it all. They wanted the entire share. Earlier today, I realized I looked at the hat I was wearing and it had a Nike swoosh on it. And ladies and gentlemen, I took it off. I took the hat off. If you haven't seen some of the stories that came out of the Olympics, you must read about Allyson Felix and the way that she was treated by Nike, a company that makes tons and tons of money and is in deep, deep, deep in bed with China. And there's a link here. A lot of these companies that I'm going to mention that are massive, what they've done is open up this incredibly huge market, literally over a billion people, in China. The issue is, let's say I'm an American company and I make a product that angers half of the people in America. Say I make a movie. A movie angers half of the people in the United States. I've got half of the US population that still might go. They might even like the fact that it angers that other half and they might go just to spite them. Not that our culture would ever do stuff like that. If I anger the Chinese government, and I make a distinction here, I'm talking about the communist Chinese government. I'm not talking about the Chinese people. I love the Chinese people. I have friends who are from China. I have friends who have fled China. I'm talking about the government that controls everything in China so much that they are able to have literal concentration camps going in their country right now. Literal forced labor, forced sterilization, and people locked up and not allowed to leave, but forced to work. That is incredible that in this day and age, a country so powerful that they do that and get away with it on the world stage, and the UN and the WHO and all that. So I make this movie and I upset half of the US audience, half goes, half doesn't go. If I'm lucky, if I upset the Chinese government, they say, nope, no movie. It does not show. It's not allowed in China.
Lock the gates.
Good luck trying to bootleg it or whatever. It's gone. So if I'm Paramount, I just lost a potential over a billion viewers. Will that cause a company, even a large and powerful company? Well, I got two words for you. Top Gun.
I feel the need for speed.
That's right, Maverick, the new sequel that came out starring Tom Cruise, who's kind of a big deal, right? Put out by a large movie studio. You guys all know in the original Top Gun, which is a classic, Maverick, Tom Cruise's character is wearing the classic leather bomber jacket. And on it is flags. Ones they chose is actually from a real Navy vessel and a real Navy tour that vessel took, and it included the Taiwanese flag. Well, China doesn't like Taiwan being recognized as a country, and so in the new Maverick movie, the jacket has been altered. You no longer see the Japanese flag or the Taiwanese flag. That's how much power China has. They told a massive movie studio in a time when people are hungry for real movies, change the jacket, and they did. Look it up. Again, that sounds like a crazy story. Look it up.
Just the facts, ma'am.
So these companies that are in bed with China and they've become so intertwined and they have such dependence, financial dependence on the Chinese market, Nike, Amazon. I could give you example after example. Owner of an NBA team. You know, you used to see those Free Tibet. Producer DJ remembers this. You used to see Free Tibet bumper stickers on everybody that had a Volvo and a Free Tibet sticker. What was that all about? Well, who unfreed Tibet? Why wasn't Tibet free? Communist Chinese government. It used to be a very trendy thing. An owner of an NBA team has a similar sentiment on his t-shirt regarding Taiwan, and literally the NBA comes down on him. An owner? This is not a player. This is not a fan. This guy owns a team. He gets chastised by players and by the commissioner and by the rest of the NBA. Why? And Nike's owned, basically, by China. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on about this. I think you get the point. I like to know that my dollars are not going to support oppression. I like to know that my dollars are going to support my neighbors who are going to buy their kid piano lessons, right? That's what they're going to do with the money. All right. If my money's going to Nike, you got to look up the Allyson Felix story. Probably my favorite Olympian, literally the most decorated, most medal winning track athlete of all time. And what did Nike do? She said she wanted to have a baby. And they said, nope, we're cutting your sponsorships.
No soup for you. Come back 1 year.
We're cutting your endorsements. Basically tried to discourage her from becoming a mother. Incredible right that a woman has and this incredible thing that a woman can do. And Nike tried to say, no, you know, that's going to cost us money. So no, you can't do it. Oh, you can have a baby, but you only get one. If it's a girl, you got to get rid of it. They tried to tell one of the greatest athletes of all time. Now, good for her. She fought back. She started her own shoe company. By the way, you want to support that one? I'm all about it. It's called Saysh, S-A-Y-S-H. Right now, I believe they only make women's shoes, but I'm going to buy some anyway. I don't even care. I don't care if they have my size. I am supporting Allyson Felix's shoe company. I'm going to put some links to some other, as I've researched it, ethical, smaller companies that are better on the environment. They do a better job of taking care of their employees, and no child labor is being used. Big trend for a while. Everyone cared about their coffee. Needed to be fair trade. I want fair trade basketball. I want fair trade shoes. I want fair trade internet and products. If I'm going to buy a product off the internet, nobody cares about that. There's a lot more harm being done to people by these massive companies than some coffee company that has child employees or workers. And I'm not condoning that. I'm saying this is nowhere close. If you really care about that kind of stuff, these huge companies are getting away with murder. Not just not paying taxes, not just underpaying their employees, not just crushing legitimate smaller businesses that aren't hurting anybody. And there's a real evil here. And I'm going to challenge you, my friends, my listeners, if you could use Amazon 5% less, if we all did it, if we all 5% more of our money locally, close to home, people that we know, people that we can check out, that if we find out they're doing bad stuff, we can do something about it. One more example I got to give you. Jeff Bezos, former owner of Amazon and founder and chairman. He's now out, I think, doing space things with all his money. But before he was out, he bought a newspaper, The Washington Post, took in millions and millions of dollars. And this is, you can look this up. This sounds crazy. Publishing Chinese government propaganda. I'll put the link up. They got caught through a third party mouthpiece, but basically the mouthpiece of the Chinese government was publishing in Jeff Bezos's newspaper. And the propaganda was related to the coronavirus. It was things like calling the theory that it might've started in the lab there in Wuhan, crazy conspiracy theories, shooting down real journalism and shooting down facts because Chinese government didn't want to be blamed. They're more than happy to blame their people, by the way. Oh, we just have these dumb people who eat raw bats. They blamed it on their people. It wasn't the people. It was the Chinese government. Imagine at the time, I believe the richest or second richest man in the world taking money from the Chinese government to publish in a major national newspaper, literal Chinese government propaganda. That's what you get with Amazon. Oh, but he's not there anymore. Yeah. And I'm sure everyone who took over for him is just nice. Ladies and gentlemen, we can do better. Go out of your way, support local, stay away from these massive companies that do a lot of harm. Do some research on your own. See if I'm crazy. Please try to find ways, even if it's a little less convenient, even if it takes a little more time, even if it costs a little more, go out of your way to support the local. And that is probably my very last reasonable take. On the line with us is one of our favorite people, Jason Roschek of jasonroschek.com, Coldwell Banker, First Choice Realtors. Jason, what is going on with these markets right now?
So the market is still moving really good at a really good clip. A couple of things to be watching for is we're starting to see a little more homes come on. And I don't think sellers are going to be as greedy. They're starting to really listen. One thing that's really interesting, and that's of today, there's 839 properties, homes, condos or townhomes that are for sale. And today is Thursday. I know it's being broadcast Saturday here, but, and the last thing I just thought was really interesting. The most expensive unit is $8 million, a 16,000 square foot home. So that's what's sort of going on this week. And if you need more information, call me 719-237-7000. 0394, or better yet, text that, because I do live and I travel everywhere. Or you can reach out to Jason Roshek, JasonRoshek.com.
Always a great time talking to you, Jason. Thanks so much. We love to get your thoughts in this segment we call The Pulse. Ryan says, does everyone hating on Amazon realize how successful Amazon has made the mom and pops? Amazon is an online shopping mall, and interestingly, their fees to sellers are very similar to specialty leasing prices in high-traffic mall locations. Response: if you're a pass-through for cheap junk from China, yes. If you're a gimmicky self-help author selling your rip-off book, yes. But if you're a real publisher or author, or you make handmade goods, Amazon now takes about 50% because they are the only game in town. They also sell more third-party data than almost anyone. They might as well be an arm of the Chinese government. Joseph says, Khrushchev told us we would sell him the rope to hang us by. That's what we are doing. I am generally against concentrated power. There is no standing up to Amazon. Their next victims will be Barnes & Noble, UPS, and FedEx. If one has the means to avoid Amazon, then I believe they should, or simply get comfortable living more minimalistically. I don't know if that's a word. One more. I'm hearing a lot about the convenience of Amazon. Throwing my trash on the ground is super convenient too, if I don't think about the results. Right now, buying a home is super competitive. One of the advantages you can have is to get pre-qualified or pre-approved. And if you don't know the difference between those two things and you want to find out, you've got to talk to my friend, Scott Seaman. He is the master of all mortgages. If you need a refinance, I know those rates are starting to creep back up. This is the time to get a hold of Scott. How do you do that? ApplyWithScott.com. That's his website. ApplyWithScott.com. You can also call 719-352-7077. This is my friend since third grade. Get a hold of this guy and he will help you. ApplyWithScott.com. If you're in Southern Colorado and you've got anything going on with your roof, or maybe you're buying a property or selling a property, you need an inspection, you have to call my friends at Aspen Roofing Company, 719-684-0760. These are people I have known my entire life. They are absolutely trustworthy and they will do a great job for you. They do all types of roof, tile, shingles, anything you need. Get a hold of my friends at Aspen Roofing Company, 719-684-0760. Super excited to have my guest on Cooler Heads this week, my friend Keith Dorst, who is a therapist and also runs a cool little directory called mymomandpop.com. We're going to ask him about that. But Keith, welcome to KPPF Studios. Welcome to Cooler Heads.
Thank you very much, Jed. It's good to be sitting here with you today.
It is good to be sitting with you. So I've just gone full Alex Jones and went off on Amazon, Nike, the Chinese government. I skipped Google, wanted to get to Google and how they have embedded a bunch of executives in every administration. And then lo and behold, favorable regulations for Google and YouTube and not very much accountability. All of this to say, man, you're almost obsessive about supporting local businesses. But I wanted to bring you on to talk a little bit about that, about how we as our just our normal everyday citizens, how we can vote with our feet, vote with our dollars and find local people and maybe better people to send our money to.
Definitely on the top of people's minds these days, ever since the pandemic struck. For me and my wife, it was right away we wanted to find those local mom and pop places. Now, remember, mom and pop doesn't mean a hole in the wall.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be tiny.
No, it could be a multi-million dollar business, right? But it's run with one, often several family members. I talked to one family-owned business that had 11 family members involved in a pub in town here. So pretty impressed with that. But that's family-owned, and we wanted to find them, not just in restaurants, but all the categories, because we often think of they're also just restaurants as well. And so we tried to look, and it's very difficult. If you don't know them already, it's hard to find everything that's out there. It was hard back then, and that's 18 months ago. And so today, in prep for coming here, I did a Google search for family-owned businesses near me. And what came up was the Better Business Bureau first, Brown's Shoe Repair, and then Chamber of Commerce.
Wow. So we're going to stop using Google right there. I think that's the message, is to stop using. If you're thinking about starting, I will absolutely switch to Fred's search engine tomorrow if it, as long as it works.
No, you're
going
to switch to mymomandpop.com.
Mymomandpop.com. That's what you started so that people could find these family-owned. And again, mom and pop is kind of the affectionate term, but family-owned is the key. That means that it's a local family that you can actually maybe meet somebody. You're likely to meet somebody that, that is in the family when you go in there. Mm-hmm. It's not some soulless corporation off in another state or country that controls everything. And we'll talk a little bit about franchises, but even in, for the listings of My Mom and Pop, you even shy away from franchises. You try to really keep it truly a local business.
Right. Well, let's just look at that Brown's shoe repair that came up. Any commercial on TV for Brown's shoe repair is directly for his store. But like a McDonald's, you might have a family-owned McDonald's franchise, but they're being helped because corporate McDonald's is running ads and sponsoring all around the country. And so whenever you see that ad, your family-owned franchise is benefiting off their work, their investment, their big budget in marketing. Whereas Brown's shoes, he's got to put all his own money into his advertising for people to find them.
And that's the difference when you see commercials, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell it's usually a local commercial versus a national commercial, you know, based on sometimes the budget or the acting. I like those local commercials and I've seen some great ones, but I like that where you maybe meet the guy. You're like, that's the guy. If I go to that business and I try to put my money where my mouth is, I use an accountant that is here that is not part of any, you know, national big old H&R Block or anything like that. As much as I can, I'm going to be more intentional about it. My challenge to my listeners is 5%. Let's be intentional and try to take 5% more of our business out of the soulless corporate, especially the ones that I feel like are harmful. And I've mentioned several of those, and I'll mention them again. But especially then taking that 5% and putting it toward a truly a local and a family business.
Yeah, let's put a dollar amount on that 5% because I saw this statistic that said if every U.S. family just spent $10 a month on a family-owned business, it would put $9.3 billion back into the economy. And we hear about the debt we're incurring as a country and think, can we ever get out of it? Well, every family $10 can put $9.3 billion back into that.
And that's probably, honestly, that's probably most of that that's not going to go toward literally the Chinese government. Their hand in Amazon and their hand in Nike and their hand in some of the big tech. I have no bones with the Chinese people. I feel for them. That's why a lot of people, when they try to get out, my brother lives in Australia, mm-hmm. and there are tons and tons of professionals who have moved to Australia because freedom, plus it's pretty nice there. But it's remarkable, and they're so thankful. They're like when you talk to someone who's become an American citizen from maybe a country that was oppressed or really poor, you talk to them, they're so grateful. They're so grateful for the opportunity that they have because there is a ceiling, and it's not just, oh, that's the people in charge. No, the money, they're really taking in all of it and controlling beyond what we can even see.
So if 10 families spent that $10 each a month, that's $100. If they do it family-owned businesses, $68 of that $100 stays locally.
There you go.
When you do the big box and the Amazon and other countries.
Even if it's not going somewhere evil, we want that staying here.
Right. Only $6 stays locally when you do big box or Amazon and Walmart type businesses.
Wow. So that's the difference between $6 and
$68. Yeah.
Which is a huge difference. Huge. Yeah. You had some personal experience over the pandemic too of seeing a lot of small businesses struggling. And again, just like me, you're rooting for these guys. You want to do everything you can to send people their way. Tell us a little bit about how my mom and pop.
You know, as a therapist, marriage and family counselor, I sit with lots of couples who have businesses and the extra stress it puts on their marriage. And when they have to choose, do I go into work because we need the money or do I stay home with my child who's sick and make that choice of leaving them to take care of themselves or do what you have to do to pay the bills, it creates conflict and stress. And I think we support not just our locally with more money being kept locally, but the stronger the families in a city, the stronger the city's going to be. So
yeah, that's an infrastructure you can't see.
That's right. Yeah, totally. And I've seen that. So my wife and I wanted to help these companies and said before how difficult it was to find them. If even right now, if I asked, each listener to write down all the family-owned businesses within 5 miles of where they are, they'd probably miss 95, 6, 7% of them.
And they'd probably get a couple wrong that are actually franchises that are just pretty good at staying in their smaller or newer franchises. And again, I have nothing against franchisees. I've worked for some franchisees. I know them. They really are usually families working their tails off to make a business work. It's just for your criteria, you're trying to list companies that would not be beholden to the corporate rules. You mentioned advertising. I saw some controversy during the Olympics. There were franchisees of a certain company that said, we don't want that athlete representing our stores. You know, we're here in the heartland and that athlete is kneeling for the national anthem and I get nothing but grief from my customers and I have no say in it. And, you know, there's advantages, like you said, there's advantages to be a franchisee and there's disadvantages. People need to know that. I'm all for that local family that owns, you know, they own two Taco Bells, God bless them. But for mymomandpop.com, that's one of the rules is it has to be a locally based business. It doesn't have to be tiny.
No.
It can be big. It can be successful. Yep. It just can't be corporate and it can't be publicly held or a franchise.
That's right. Yeah.
So how do people find it's mymomandpop.com?
Correct. Yeah.
And spelled out. And is spelled out. Just when I worked for the Love and Logic Institute, I would always tell people, and is spelled out. We don't cheat. No shortcuts with ampersands or anything.
I don't think you're allowed that in a domain.
But probably not. You'd know more about computers.
But you type it in and try it anyway. So mymomandpop.com, all spelled out. And then you can go there and pick a category. So right now there's 12 different categories.
Yeah, like realtors, massage.
There's realtors. There's health and wellness. Shopping. There's restaurants. There's professional services. There's local services.
Is coffee its own category? Because if it's not, it should be. And we're going to work on that.
It is. It comes up first in the food and restaurants.
As it should.
Yes. Shout out to Humble.
I've got some friends already that I know need to be listed here. And more than that, for my listeners, I want to really encourage my listeners to go there, find these businesses. If you've got a friend who is, you know, local, family held, closely held family business, mom and pop type of business, get them the information so that they can get listed there and more people can find them. This is one of those rare win-wins. I know that it's not super expensive to be listed there. It's a tiny amount really for what businesses spend on advertising. I will guarantee you.
I guarantee.
I'll do this. I'll put the Jed Hay for Cooler Heads. I've never done this before. Guarantee. It will be worth your while. If you're a business and you get listed here, it will be worth your while. I personally will go out of my way to find you. And if you sell coffee, I'll probably make up your fee to be listed, in one visit.
Sounds good.
I want to support what Keith is doing because I believe in this, but I want to give people more ways to find those local businesses, and especially the alternatives to the big, ginormous. And you may work for one of those big, ginormous companies. And again, I mean you no offense. And let's change the world. We don't have to sit here and go, oh, they're too big. The bullies are too big. We can't fight back. I am not about people abusing power. And when power gets to be too much, it's just going to get abused. Let's spread some of that out and let's help out these local people who, you know, I mean, they're good people. If you know a local family business, they're some of the best people you know. Let's go out of our way to support them. Again, if people want to get a hold of you, can they get a hold of you through the website if they have questions?
Through the website.
So just go to mymomandpop.com, and whether you're looking for businesses to support or whether you're looking at listing your business, there's a contact form, and that will go directly to my man, Keith.
That's right.
He will counsel you, because he's a counselor, he will counsel you on how to get found by more good people. And we can't support enough what you're doing. I absolutely love it, man.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity to share it with your listening audience today.
Well, thanks for coming on the show and thanks for not being a gigantic, nasty, evil corporation. That's one of the things I like about you, among many. Keith from mymomandpop.com, thanks for being on Cooler Heads. We will be right back on KPPF. I want to do a few things. I want to thank my wonderful guest, Keith Dorst of mymomandpop.com, for having so many consonants in his name. He's got a bunch. Forgot to ask him about that, but what a cool cause. And I really want to encourage you to go check out mymomandpop.com and go out of your way to support those local businesses. Why? Because the giant corporations almost made me change the name of this show this week, ladies and gentlemen.
No, read. Find your happy place.
wasn't Cooler Heads very much this week, and we might have to change it from Cooler Heads because I am not staying cool about this subject. I am very passionate, if you can't tell. We've got to get more money in the pockets of local businesses, people that can be held accountable, people that we can actually meet and shake their hand and smile at them and know that they're good human beings and that they care about their employees, they care about taking care of the world around us, the environment, and that they're not exploiting people and up to insidious and evil things. I think I made my point on that, right? This week, you guys all with me? You're with me. If not, hey, love to hear from you. Check me out on all the different social media, particularly the Jed Hafer Facebook page. That's where I love to hear from you.
I just want to remind you to shop local. Do you hear me?
I want to thank my awesome sponsors, and I want to remind you that even in weeks like this, cooler heads will prevail and love will win.
This has been Cooler Heads with Jed Hafer of Mission Peace, presented by Scott Seaman of ApplyWithScott.com and by Jason Roschek from Coldwell Banker, First Choice Realty, and by Aspen Roofing Company, Inc. Tune in every Saturday at 3 p.m. for Cooler Heads and listen to the podcast on Podbean.